And now, an Envision Financial podcast with Luke Smith on Canberra's 2CC.
It's time to talk finance with Luke Smith from Envision Financial. And if you have a question, you can call us on 6255 1206. Today, we're looking at what to consider when you're getting ready to apply for insurance. But to fill us in, it's good afternoon, Luke Smith.
Mate, how are we? We good?
I think we're good, but if we're not good, then, you know, I'm not going to dob you in.
And no one cares anyway, so we just play on.
Exactly. Well, that's right. You know, there's that whole thing. Everybody says, how are you? And if you say, well, actually, I'm not feeling all that great, people say, shut up, I don't want to know.
Yeah, it's almost like one of those, hey, how are you? Good, what's your name? Yep. Carry on, by the way, this is what I want to say. So,
Pretty much like that. And, of course, exactly. You know, most people conducting a conversation, they're not listening. They're just waiting for their turn to interrupt.
There you go. I like you. I like your stance on that. Keep it between me, you, and the people you're going to tell.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just a fact of life, isn't it?
It is.
I think we've talked about insurance before, but, of course, there's a lot of things to consider with insurance, and it's not just the insurance itself you've got to think about. You've got to think about specifically what your situation is, what your needs are, and whether or not you're looking at the right things. So what are some of the key things that people should be thinking about before applying for insurance?
And, look, I think that's the crux of today. We've touched on what different things are. Today, I really just wanted to touch on the underlying process, because a lot of people know they need something. They're not really sure how to go about getting it and what impacts their ability to get what they want. And that was really what I wanted to touch on today, was the things that will impact you getting the result you're after. A bit like applying for a mortgage. You don't just ring up the bank and go, hey, can I have $500,000? There's a few things they're going to want to see.
No, I think that's the way it should be. If I want to buy a place, you say, yeah, it's this much, I need to borrow that much. Hello, Mr. Bank Manager, please may I have the money? I think that's fine.
Correct, exactly. So I guess we're going to start with, you know, some of the things you need to consider. And I've got a few key bullets here that really I think are the crux of what you need to do and have before you actually go down the road. So, one, know why you need it. Don't just have it because you think you need it. I think the events of the last couple of weeks have really been an eye-opener for a lot of people. And I guess this week was quite topical because of the tragedy that we've seen and the implications of that tragedy. I think a lot of people have sort of used it as a way to sharpen the pencil and just take stock of what they've got and what they need. So I think this is quite topical at the moment. So understand what you need and why you need it. If you can't work that out, get some help, because it may be a lot harder, a lot easier than you think. Think about how you're going to structure it. So depending on what your outcome is, you may need structures in place to own the policy. So you need to get that sort of stuff ready before you go and apply, because they're probably going to be used for ownership, distributions, income payments and different things. So if you've got family trusts or super funds, have them in place so that you can actually have the ownership in the right structure, because it's very, very important, because that then ties into the next bullet point of how are you going to pay for it. So you need to think about, is it going to be a cash flow expense for myself? Is it going to come out of my business? Am I claiming a tax deduction? Am I not? And obviously the most important thing is, where are the proceeds going to go? Because thinking with the end in mind and being able to understand, well, who's actually going to receive this money in the event of a claim,
right,
could have positive or negative implications when you start to talk about tax, depending on the type of cover you're talking about.
Okay, now that obviously reflects different types of insurance too. I mean, if you have life insurance, then you're not going to collect the money yourself, somebody else will.
Correct.
But if you're talking about insurance for your property, it's a different story altogether.
Correct, exactly right. So when we're thinking about individuals and protecting things like debts, family members, incomes, and against medical complications, those key points there are very, very important, because, as you've said, superannuation can own a life contract or you can own a policy in your own name.
Yeah.
And later in the show, we'll talk about some of the things that will impact where things are held.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very important to also think about how long you're going to need to cover. Is it a short-term problem? Is it a long-term problem? Because that will then lead you into, what sort of structure do I need? And there are two ways that a policy can be priced. One's called a stepped premium and one's called a level premium. And the difference is very clear in the name.
Mm-hmm.
A stepped premium is priced each year using your age next birthday.
Right.
So the premium steps up as you get older. A level premium can be structured in a way to say, I'm 42 years of age when I take this policy out. treat me as a 42-year-old for the duration of the contract. And that can have some long-term premium savings where you have a long-term need.
Right.
So, again, understanding what you need is important, understanding the structure, understanding how it can be set up and who is going to pay for it are the three or four key things that you need to consider before we start to talk about your physical or financial health, because they're also key contributors to whether you can or cannot get the insurance that you're actually after.
Indeed. Now, obviously, if we're talking life insurance, physical health can be quite crucial to whether or not you can get the insurance you want.
Exactly, and physical health can be crucial for all of the personal insurances, be it life, be it TPD, be it trauma or income protection. They're generally the four types of personal cover that people will use to eliminate debt, protect loved ones, pass on assets, create estates, but also, from a business standpoint, to protect business revenue, to protect key people, to protect key staff members that may be adding to your business. And if you lost them, you could see a significant financial hole in the revenue of your business. So whether they're going to have the cover or not, whilst you've worked out those three or four bullets at the top, some of the things people need to think about are then obviously lifestyle. What do you weigh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, asking a woman what she weighs as part of an application is always an ask and duck moment, because something may fly at your head.
Well, there's always the obvious one, do you smoke? Now, that can save you a lot of money if you don't smoke.
Yeah, and generally the assessment from an insurance policy is, have you smoked in the last 12 months?
Yeah.
And if the answer is no, you can sign a declaration to say so, and it will make a significant change or discount to your premium. So there's always that interpretation of, well, what is smoking?
Yeah, well, living in Canberra in the last 2 days, last 2 weeks, probably enough to tip us over the edge for years to come.
Exactly right. So do we smoke or do we not? Do we have any family history of things that have occurred at younger ages?
Yeah.
Okay, so an insurance company will ask questions along the lines of, you know, what have mum and dad had?
Mm-hmm.
And if mum and dad have both had heart attacks under 40, there's a very good chance that there may be some amended terms or some exclusions offered or loadings provided, which means you pay a little bit more than standard because of family history, depending on the answers that you provide. So having an understanding of that before you go down the application road is very important, because it can have a direct impact on your viability of getting cover.
I hate to bring it up, but the other big one can be, how much do you drink? Because that is something that they take into account.
Yep.
And I do remember a long time ago, I met a bloke at a party and he was drinking lemonade. And this back in my early 20s, and he would have been about the same age. Mm. And he had world holidays and got his own pilot's license. And I said, how do you afford all this stuff? He said, I don't drink or smoke. I save heaps of money.
Yeah.
There's a lesson in that.
There is, and that's a very, very good point, because depending on what your answers are during the application process can result in medical tests needing to be done or not.
Yeah.
And we'll touch on some strategies around that a little bit later. But it's very much something that, do you smoke? Do you drink? What's your BMI?
Mm.
And the questions have changed and evolved lately, right? So it used to be, how many standard drinks do you have in a week?
Yeah.
The questions have recently, well, in the last sort of 1 to 2 years, evolved into, how many days a week do you drink?
Right.
And when you do, how many do you have?
Right.
Because most people will generally say, oh, not much.
Yes.
And then go on a bender from Friday to Sunday.
Yes.
But don't touch anything right through to sort of Friday night. So the insurance world is evolving, and these questions are evolving, you know, with it. So having an understanding of that, you know, if you're going to be applying for insurance, maybe lay off the drinks. Stay hydrated.
If you really want the benefit, though, do it permanently.
Well, exactly. But, you know, liver function tests and blood tests, they're going to pick up all of these sorts of things that you may or may not know are having an effect on your body. Because if you ask most people, they say, oh, I'm in really good health.
Mm-hmm.
But what you think is good health and what an insurance company think is good health, because they're going to pay you $5 million, can be slightly different.
It's very tricky, isn't it? And look at me. I'm a glowing illustration of all the things that I espouse, am I not?
Some at the moment.
I really do not want to be perceived today as saying to people, oh, no, you can't drink, you can't smoke. Yes, we all know it's bad for you, but I still enjoy a drink. I gave up smoking ages ago, and that's a good thing. But I still enjoy a drink. I still probably eat, you know, things I shouldn't. and eat and so forth, and I am a little heavier than I'd like to be.
Yeah,
and look, but that's, I'm reasonably healthy.
Yeah, look, everything in moderation, but insurance companies also understand this, right?
Yeah.
So if you were to look at a standard BMI index and say what is normal health,
mm-hmm.
Two-thirds of Australia probably wouldn't be insured.
No, well, that's, yes, a now, big point.
That also comes down to your advisor understanding the appetite for different insurance companies' risks. Okay, so part of providing advice is really having an understanding of where can I get the best outcome for a client, because some insurance companies will have a tolerance of a BMI up to about 36 before medicals are required. Others are 32. So understanding individual companies, a bit like banks. Different banks have different appetites for different forms of employment.
Yes.
Insurance companies are very similar. Some companies like tradies. Some companies like doctors. Some companies like white-collar workers. Some companies will tolerate people that could do with eating a little bit more lettuce. You know, it all really depends on what you're doing and what you're bringing forward to the insurance company. And that was, you know, the thing I wanted to highlight today is you have control over getting a better outcome by being prepared. And these are some of the things that you need to consider when you're putting forward an application to say, hey, please back me for the next number of years.
So the key points there are to, you know, not only look after your health, but also make sure you've got the evidence to demonstrate that you've protected your income and that you've got the right medical information and all the financial information all in order.
Yeah, look, if you've had things, and I want to stress to people, what you may think is a big deal may not be a big deal in the eyes of the insurance company. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you're taking blood pressure medication and you've got your cholesterol under control, that's great. The only time insurance companies are worried is when they find out that your cholesterol is 8.5, you didn't know, and you're doing nothing about it.
Yes.
They want to see that you've been proactive, you know what's going on, and you're taking care of your body. Because all of that sort of stuff is very, very normal. Mental health, very, very prevalent in society at the moment. Nothing wrong with that. That's great. And I applaud people that be proactive about trying to get help and recognise that, you know, they want to continue to improve themselves. And insurance companies, very similar. They'll take those things into consideration and say, well, what was it associated with? What happened? And what have you done about it? So having an understanding of your medical history, you know, have I had things removed? Have I had things done? Do I have the histology of whatever happened? If you can have that ready, it makes the process a lot easier, because it's reducing the need to go to doctors, deal with third parties and things of that nature. So understanding your financial and your medical position is vital in getting a good outcome.
What are some strategy options that we should consider?
Yeah, so I think if we're going to look at what we're going to do in relation to protecting income, think about your waiting period, your benefit period, and what happens to your salary. So if your salary bounces around and changes because you're a contractor, your income is commission-based, think about an agreed value policy, because that can lock in your level of income where you can prove it. If you're a salaried employee, then have a think about an indemnity contract, because that will take into account what you've earned in the 1, 2, or 3 years prior. And if you're on a salary that just is pretty consistent, you know you'll always be able to prove your earnings. So have a think about that. In relation to trauma, make sure you have a reinstatement option, because that means you can be paid more than once under your policy. Really, really important. Okay? So you can have a heart attack, get paid. 12 months from the date that you're paid, your cover is put back in force, and you can claim for anything unrelated to the first thing.
Okay.
So that's a really, really good thing to have built in. Think about what you're going to do going forward. So if you're planning on changing jobs, get some insurance prior to changing, because you'll have the financial proof and the occupation information to get it in force.
Mm-hmm.
If you then go out and be self-employed and come and see me and say, hey, I'd like some cover and I'm self-employed and I've got no proof of earnings under this structure, it can be a little bit harder. Had you been a bit more proactive, you could have had something in place. Think about your medical limits, okay? So depending on who you insure with and your age, you'll be able to apply for a certain amount of cover without having to do an automatic medical. Now, if you need a lot of cover, think about applying for cover up to the medical limit first, getting that part in force,
yes,
and then applying for the increase where a medical could be required. Because generally, whatever they find in that medical can't be used against you in the cover that's already in place.
Ah, that's a very important
point. From a risk perspective, that's very important, because you could find something in a medical that you have no idea about.
Yes.
Maybe you have had a few too many beers, and maybe your liver function test is a little funky. Now,
yes.
it doesn't necessarily mean you have a problem. But again, in the eyes of the insurance company, you want to get in as much as you can without having to do the medicals to open that potential door of decline. So think about doing that. When you're looking at TPD, think about the occupation definition. Do I have an occupation that is specialised? I need own occupation definition, as opposed to can I perform any occupation? They are very, very different. And when you're comparing policies, you can't just look at the sum insured and the age of the person and say, oh, well, my friend Billy's paying a lot less than I am. You need to look at the wording of the policy because not all apples are apples.
No, some of them are oranges.
The other thing is,
I love mixing metaphors, don't you?
On the health front, check your BMI. You know, look after yourself. Have some time where, you know, if you're going to go to a bank and ask for a loan, they want to see some regular savings. So do the same thing for the insurance. Do things when you're healthy. Do things when you haven't had problems, and get things in place before things go pear-shaped.
Check your BMI. Go to the gym, or if you can't go to the gym, get this protein called sestrin that I was talking about earlier today, which gives you the benefit of exercise without doing the exercise.
Well, there you go. Happy days. Send some of that over. I guess the other thing that people can look at from a strategy standpoint is the structure. Think about how long you're going to need it, and then think about whether stepped or level is appropriate for you. With the level premium, you'll pay a little bit more than stepped up front, but over the longer term, you'll save a significant amount of money. But you need to tie the policy to the need. Okay, so that's really important. So I think today we've touched on some of the things that the insurance company will want to see, some of the things you can do about being informed, and also some of the key medical and underwriting things that you can consider to get the best outcome.
So where can listeners go to get more information?
Yeah, look, so if you've got policies and you're unsure, if you're looking to try and get some cover in the new calendar year, come in, sit down and have a chat, and we can explain these sorts of things to you. Obviously, we've got some information on the website, www.envisionfinancial.com.au. Obviously, you can go to the Knowledge Centre there, and we've got information on each of the things that we've talked about today. Obviously, we've got the podcast on iTunes, the Strategy Stacker, Luke Talks Money. And obviously, we've got the show on YouTube, so you can watch that, subscribe, and take the key takeouts in the ad breaks and go from there.
And that's why we have not one, two, or three, but in fact, four cameras in the studio today.
Well, hopefully someone's battery hasn't run out. Exactly.
All right, Luke, thanks very much. And that's Envision with an E when you're looking up the website. And we'll catch up with you again next Friday afternoon when next we have a chat about things financial. Who knows what it will be, but exactly. We'll work something out between now and then.
Sounds good, mate. See you Friday.